We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 28, Krishna Rescues Nanda Maharaj, text number 14. Iti chanchinche bhagavan mahakaruniko hari dashayamasalokam swam gopanam tamasaparam iti chanchinche bhagavan Mahakaruniko Hari Darshayamashalokam Sam Gopanam Tamasaparam Iti Sanchinche Bhagavan Mahakaruniko Hari Dasayamasalokam swam Gopanam tamasaparam Sanchintya, considering to himself, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mahakarunika, the most merciful, Hari, Lord Hari, Darshayam, Asha, showed, Lokam, the planet. Vaikuntha, Swam, his own, Govanam, to the coward man, Tamasaha, material darkness, Param, beyond. Translation. Thus, deeply considering the situation, the all-merciful Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, revealed to the coward man his abode, which is beyond material darkness. Please repeat. Thus deeply considering the situation, the all-merciful Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, revealed to the cowherd men his abode, which is beyond material darkness. Before. It is clear from this verse that the Absolute Truth dwells in his own eternal abode. Every one of us tries to live as comfortably as possible, surrounding ourselves with peace and beauty. How can we, in the name of logic, begrudge the Supreme Lord, our Creator, the supremely beautiful and comfortable abode known by people in general as the Kingdom of God? I was told that I should read text 15 as well, because we're one verse behind. So. Okay, here we go. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Yad Brahma Jyoti Sanatanam Yadi Pashyanti Munayo Gunapaye Samahitaha. Lord Krishna revealed the instructable spiritual effulgence which is unlimited, conscious, and eternal. Sages see the spiritual existence in trance when their consciousness is free of the modes of material nature. In text 14, Lord Krishna revealed to the residents of Vrindavan his own abode, the spiritual planet of Krishna Loka. This and innumerable other Vaikuntha planets float in an infinite ocean of spiritual light called the Brahma Jyoti. That spiritual light is in fact the spiritual sky, which Krishna also quite naturally revealed to the residents of Vrindavan. For example, if we want to show the moon to a child, we say, look up in the sky, see the moon over there in the sky. Similarly, Lord Krishna revealed the vast spiritual sky to the residents of Vrindavan. But as emphasized in text 14 and in the following text 16, the actual destination of the Lord's associates was his own spiritual planet. Om Jnana Tamarandasya Janam Jana Shalakaya Chakshurun Nalitandena Tasmaya Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadana Mandidati Svapadantitam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pustaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Minamani Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pichanami Nevishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyade Shikarami Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gauravani Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama. So we're hearing about wonderful Krishna. We were, actually a couple of weeks ago, we were just at this place where this event occurred called Nandagat. And very beautiful place. Still there's a nice village there. That was also the place where Srila Jiva Goswami was in exile from Vrindavan for about a year and performed his austerities. So we heard in the previous verse how the Lord was thinking. We were privileged in the Srimad Bhagavatam to get insight into this very, very rare and confidential information. First of all, that there is God. Second of all, that of all the different manifestations, that there's Krishna. So this Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna's smiling face. It reveals Krishna's wonderful pastimes with his devotees. So we hear how the residents of Vrindavan, the cowherd men, after hearing the pastime or this incident with Nanda Maharaj, that they became eager. They began to think that, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So how wonderful are these personalities? We can't even imagine. Most of the world first of all, they're not interested in God. But if they are, they want to make sure that Krishna is God. if Krishna is God, then maybe I'll worship him. And there's this elaborate information to convince us of Krishna's supreme divinity. And then perhaps we'll agree to serve him. This is the, what is probably called the condition of soul. This is causeless unwillingness. Unwillingness to serve Krishna, to accept that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, it's envy of Krishna. But the cowherd men are so far beyond this situation. They're just thinking Krishna is so wonderful. Oh, and he's God too? Wow, that's applause. That's kind of nice. I wonder if he'll take us back to Godhead. So they're just thinking in this way. We can hardly imagine this mentality. So being all omnipotent, then Krishna observing their simple behavior, they're just, I wonder if Krishna will take us back to Godhead. Then he's thinking, I'll read this previous verse that today's verse is referring to. Certainly people in this world are wandering among higher and lower destinations, which they achieve through activities performed according to their desires and without full knowledge. Thus people do not know their real destination. I'm sure this was elaborately discussed, but just to review, this is of course refers to the conditioned souls who do not know what they're doing or where they're going. Avidya kama karma bhi. This line appears elsewhere in Bhagavatam. And Srila Prabhupada describes this one line as describing the whole philosophy of Krishna consciousness, that avidya kama karma bhi, that in ignorance we're performing activities, and through those activities, well, first of all, we're in ignorance, and we desire so many things. Due to our foolishness, we think that we are this body and all of the things pertaining to this body are mine, and that we want so many things. And then on the basis of these false wants that will never bring us satisfaction, then we're busy working. We're working hard, lifetime after lifetime. So this one little line, Srila Prabhupada says, you know, is volumes of knowledge. Things that people through countless births can't understand. It's here in one line. Avidya kama karma bhi. Karma bhi. Karma. Karma bhi. B-I-H. Yeah. Where else? This is in the teaching of Queen Kunti. Kunti's prayer. What's the first line of that? Those scholars.
Okay.
Anyway, okay. Actually, Srila Prabhupada saw some old men playing golf, and he was lamenting that they've spent their whole life, now they're old and they don't know anything else to do. And then he quoted this verse. So, but this, of course, also, he's speaking, Jiva Goswami explains how this also refers in a different way to the residents of Vrindavan who have transcended the knowledge that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In a certain way, they are in ignorance due to yoga maya, but it's not actual ignorance, and they're full of love. And in this loving situation, out of their love for Krishna, they don't care what their destination is. they're simply uninterested. There's a description also of the gopis. They one time went to Durvasa Muni and requested the benediction that we just want Krishna to always be ours, that we just will always be with Krishna. So this is the simple, unpretentious, non-duplicitous desire of the pure residents of the spiritual world. So we get this beautiful information from the Bhagavatam of what the topmost pure souls are like so that we can direct our attention there. So Krishna is seeing their simple desire that I wonder if he'll take us back to Godhead. Just seeing this, Sanchinti's thinking in this way, so then he reveals the spiritual world to them. And it's Krishna's described here as Mahakaruniko, Krishna who is so merciful. Krishna is actually merciful to everyone, to every living entity. This whole material world, and with all of its complexities and apparent problems, is also the mercy of the Lord to arrange for our purification and to bring us back to Him. But then how merciful is Krishna to His devotees who simply want to serve Him, who simply want to love Him. So He is Hari, but He is very, very merciful. So then, Darshayam Ashalokam, Swam, Lokam Swam. He shows them His own planet. So we get this information here also that Krishna has His own place. He has His own planet. The commentary describes that we all want a place where we can live our heavenly abode in Alachua. Wherever. We're trying. So why shouldn't Krishna have His wonderful abode? In fact, He does. And it is so nice. And He's so kind, so karunika, so merciful, that He wants us to go there. He's making arrangements for us to come there. We'll describe this a little more in a little bit. But Krishna is trying so hard to get us to come. He's not miserly with His abode. He can arrange for us to come, and He's got unlimited room for everyone there. So then this next verse describes that first of all, they saw this wonderful spiritual effulgence. So this is also amazing information, that what people are very confused, who is God, what is God, and generally they come to this desire to merge into the Brahman effulgence, to merge with God, to enter the white light. There's no problems in the white light, they think. So, and this is described here as Satyam Jnanam Anantam Yad. It's interesting, this effulgence is unlimited. Imagine an effulgence like this. And it's conscious and eternal. And all the material worlds and spiritual worlds sit in that divine. That divine effulgence. And the impersonalists, they try so hard on their own, Pantastu Koti Satavat Sarasam Pagamyo, to describe that they can travel at the speed of mind for millions of years, and hardly can they reach this. By their own endeavor, they're trying so hard just to reach this spiritual effulgence, and even for them, it is very, very difficult, and it takes a long time. But for Krishna's devotees, they simply think, oh, I wonder what it would be like to go back. I wonder if Krishna will take us back. And Krishna immediately reveals everything to them. They don't have to endeavor. So this is the nature in the purport of that verse, Fantastic Koti. Bhakti Siddhanta explains that these kinds of spiritualists who are actually averse to Krishna but nevertheless want to get some kind of spiritual place, they want something. So for them it's very, very difficult. Krishna also in Bhagavad Gita says it's very difficult. And they can't understand that this is the effulgence of the Lord, although it's in many places it's clearly mentioned that this effulgence is just simply Krishna's effulgence. But because of the devotion of the Lord's associates, therefore they can very easily, without any separate endeavor, realize these things and realize, oh, this is Krishna's abode, that this is Krishna's effulgence. It becomes very easy for them because of their devotion. Krishna reveals everything to them. Without devotion, then we always remain in ignorance. We'll always be covered by the material energy. No amount of scholarship, no amount of study can relieve us of the ignorance which arises when we're averse to Krishna. But if we can simply change our heart, if we can turn our heart towards Krishna somehow or other, then Krishna makes all arrangements for us. So I was thinking, as we were touring different holy places, I was thinking again and again about the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, and how, although we're reading these verses, we're hearing about the holy places, we're actually able to do that because of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Otherwise, we wouldn't know what is Bhagavatam, we wouldn't know anything. And Lord Chaitanya, first of all, Krishna wanted to give us this information. Even in the age of Kali, it's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he wanted the living entities to understand what is Braj Bhakti. He wanted that for us. We didn't want it, probably. But he wanted that for us. And he's thinking, for so long I didn't give this kind of devotion. So he made this elaborate arrangement to come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with the sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani, just to reveal this knowledge to us. And not only did he come, but he also arranged for his servants, the six Goswamis, who are Manjari's intimate associates of the Lord. He arranged for them to come and write books. So we, and especially Jiva Goswami, he established the Srimad Bhagavatam as the information, the flawless information from Anand that we can turn to understand Krishna. And actually, the Tattva Sandarbha, so stunningly amazing how he reveals how we cannot really study or get anything by Vedic, you know, so by studying the Vedas, there's just so many issues. And then he reveals how if we want knowledge, then there's Bhagavatam, the light. We shall get light, or what is it also described as our means of conquest, conquering over the illusion. So Lord Chaitanya made this elaborate arrangement that we would get this knowledge of Krishna Bhakti, and that we can sit here in Alachua and read these things. It's actually inconceivable mercy, and it's the divine arrangement of the Lord, and he gave it, he gave Braj Bhakti this understanding of following, trying to understand the mood of the residents of Vrindavan. He revealed how it's, when we study this, we can see that anything else that we may want or think we want or look for is pale and ridiculous in comparison to what pure love is like. And it's not even the love of Vaikuntha that he's giving us, it's the love of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. So what a priceless gift, and the Lord has made such an amazing an arrangement. And after the six Goswamis, then there's Krishnadas Kaviraj, who took all of the knowledge of the Goswamis and he put it in a form that's very easy to understand. And then Narottam Das Thakur took that same knowledge and he wrote songs. And those songs are so to the heart and so easy to grasp. Otherwise, to the knowledge of the Goswamis is very, very elevated. So we can see that although we're fortunate, we're reading the Srimad Bhagavatam through the lens of Lord Chaitanya's causeless mercy, through his elaborate arrangement, that we can go to these holy places. Yeah, that's another thing. He revealed these holy places. He had the wherewithal. At the time, Vrindavan was practically just a jungle. In fact, even 30 years ago, Bhagavatji told us that you could walk from Vrindavan all the way to Radha Kund and never see the light of day. It was simply jungle, even a few years ago. So he arranged, he arranged for the six Goswamis to go there and to reveal these places. So therefore we can go to Nandagat and Shamakund and Radhakund and derive great benefit just by being in these holy places. This is also the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. He himself rediscovered Radhakund. And the Goswamis also established wonderful deities. They rediscovered the deities of Vajranath, like Madan Mohan and so on, and wrote such literature. So anyway, I'm just traveling to the different holy places this month. I was reflecting on what an elaborate arrangement Krishna's made for us to get this knowledge, and just appreciating a little bit. Thank you very much. Actually, it's really hard to give class in a lot, so you're all my seniors. Anyway, any discussion, questions, comments?
I'd like you to share one thing today. This first word of this verse, Satyam Dhanam. This is kind of a...
Here, take a mic, because we've got our virtually unassembled abilities.
Hare Krishna. So this is a phrase, right? Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. This is like one of the formulas for the Mayavadis. That the absolute is Satyam Jnanam Anantam, is true, is pure knowledge and endless and like that. So that's the first words of the verse today. Satyam Jnanam Anantam, and even then Brahma Jyoti is mentioned in the next one. So I was reminded, you talked about the Tathasandarbha, how it establishes the supremacy of Srimad Bhagavatam as the supreme pramana, or evidence whereby we take the truth. So some of you may not know, we worked on the Tathasandarbha. The BBT was going to produce the Tathasandarbha back in the early 90s, and for various reasons it blew up. Didn't happen. We just had now the Tathasandarbha from the Giriraj Press, actually, and by Gopi. So, in the course of that Tathasandarbha, Jiva Goswami, he's included, I think, in his own comment there, there's a quote from Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya is writing about Srimad Bhagavatam. And Shankaracharya respected the Srimad Bhagavatam by not commenting on it, and also by composing prayers based on its narrations. Now, if I could just share you this first verse, it's quite amazing. It begins with these words. And he wrote in his Govindashtaka, You may not know about Shankaracharya's Govindashtaka. Satyam Gyanam Anantam Nityam Anakasham Padamakasham Ghosta Kangana Ringana Lornam Anayasam Padamayasam Maya Kalpata Nanakadam Anakadam Bhuvanakadam Shamaya Natam Anatam Pranamata Govindam Padamanandam. There's 8 verses like that. Please bow down to Govinda. Shankaracharya is saying, please bow down to Govinda, supreme bliss personified. He is the absolute truth as well as unlimited and eternal knowledge. Satyam Gyanam Anantam. Though different from the sky, he himself is the supreme sky. Though it was with effortless ease that he rolled and frolicked in the courtyards of Braj, he appeared to become tired. Though formless, he manifests in various forms fashioned by Maya, including the form of the universe, universal form. Though he shelters all the universes, he appears to need shelter. And he goes on like this. So I thought this is such good Gyanam Anantam.
Srila Prabhupada says that generally we think Shankaracharya came to establish Mayavadism. That's true, but Srila Prabhupada says in the purport of 4th canto, 24th chapter, 18 verse or 19, I'm not sure, or 17, one of the three, that Shankaracharya's main purpose to chase Buddhism away. And Lord Chaitanya came to chase away the Buddhism and Shankaracharya both. And so we, ISKCON, Prabhupada write like this, we ISKCON are established here, our goal to chase these both away because they both are on the material platform. It's very scientific. Prabhupada. So nice.
I think I was there when he might have said that. In my poor, anyway. But basically, he included the first line, those two lines. He said, he said there's more in these two lines than all of Western philosophy. Bhavesman, in the material world, Bhavesman, Klishan, everyone's suffering. Why? Vijakama, karma, vijakama.
Chapter Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhulila 18th chapter, this discussion took place when Mahaprabhu went to visit Vrindavan. That's how the commentary of the Goswamis came. Because it goes like this, it's 18th chapter 136 or 135, 136. Say, akrura gate akrura vaikunda dekila brajavasi lok sab golok darshan karila. This is the place, Akrura Ghat, where Mahaprabhu says, Mahaprabhu thought for a moment. He said, oh, Akrura saw Vaikuntha in this place. So Mahaprabhu was sitting under the tree. And then he said, oh, the Brajavasi saw the Golok Vrindavan. So the commentary given, Prabhupada gave a very nice translation and purport. The commentary given by every acharya is that Sanatana Goswami Pad says that where this idea that I'm thinking to go spiritual world, and the Brajavasi is thinking to go to back home, back to Godhead. It's not same. This is a stimulation, a temporary fact called uddipan, that something causes them to have a sanchari mood, to thrive their heart. Oh, if Krishna is God, maybe we can go back home. But it's not like they're lacking something. Because in the whole tour, the Jiva Goswami Pada explains that Lord Krishna took them to Brahma Jyoti, you just read. This is also they took, and they were seeing Krishna right next to them, and they are traveling for some time in the Brahma Jyoti. And after a while, they ask individually, "What is this?" Krishna says, "Well, that's what who I am. You ask me who I am, I'm showing you." Oh, that's boring. So then they close your eyes. So they came back to the same Akrura Ghat. So then they again came up above the water, and then they asked, come on Krishna, be serious, you have to tell us who you are. Okay, close your eyes, then go again. So they went underneath, that's where they went to Vaikuntha, where Akrura saw. That's Chaitanya Chaitanya explained. And then they came and they saw something similar. They looked like Krishna, almost blue color, but in a big palace, everything is like decorated with jewels, gold, diamonds. And then they, after a while, they thought, that's very strange. But really, that's not you, because it's like too much on reverence, and like we don't pay your obeisances. Come on, and they were dishing, you know, the boys with Krishna. So Krishna said, if you don't believe, then close your eyes. And then they did it again. They came back to again to Akrurata. And then they became serious. No, really, you have to show us who you are. This is not fun. We went so many places. Okay, close your eyes. Then they went to Golok Vrindavan. According to Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu says, Krishna did show them Golok Vrindavan. But Golok Vrindavan is, then Jiva Goswami Pada writes, is a different chamber within the spiritual Golok. There is a Brajavasi Golok and there is a Golok where there is a Radha Krishnas are married, and one Golok Vrindavan where Radha Krishnas are not married. So both are there according to Jiva Goswami Pada. And then Jiva Goswami Pada explains that where the Brajavasis, they saw another Madhu Mangal, another Subal, another Mother Yashoda Nanda, and then they literally saw exactly, but it's not same. At the end they say, don't worry Krishna, we are not interested really who you are, we just want to have fun with you, just let's go back where we are. So then they closed their eyes and they came back to Brajadham. And that proves that Brajadham is superior than all other spiritual planets. Because they want to be with Krishna to serve him, please.
Yeah, in the same narration, Jiva Goswami was saying, the proof that they knew it was not exactly the same Krishna, because first personified Vedas were there, and they were praying. Secondly, because he did not get down and run to them, because they said, this is Krishna's nature. If this was actually Krishna as we know him, he would have got down from the throne and run to us. Also, we have a natural inclination to go and hug Krishna, pamper. But we're fearing some interference with that. This is how they knew. Even when they saw Golok, Aishwarya Mayi Golok, that time they knew it was not same as Bulok, Braj, where they were. And as Prabhu was saying, Jiva Goswami said, the reason they saw from the Brahma Jyoti was to make comparisons at all levels. And the superiority of inner chamber of Braj. Yes, in Gopal Champu, when he describes this.
Also, I think in the third chapter, 5th verse, Prabhupada actually gives very nice part. Prabhupada did talk about part of this.
And Prabhupada says, the verse goes like this in Adi Lila chapter 3, 5 verse. The Golokeshwar Brajara Vilas means Lord Krishna enjoy the Golok Vrindavan, which is included this Brajadham. So Brajadham is not separated from Golok, but this Brajadham is separate from Aishwarya Mayi Golok. Prabhupada gave very nice purport in that.